Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 22, 2023. The sage who studies the Torah Lishma. The main thing is to imagine yourself always standing before the upper force, which is one, bestows, good, and leads to the goal. If I direct myself toward the goal, I will always feel goodness and a good attitude to myself. If I yearn for the goal, I will always see that everything is aimed exactly at this goal, in order to help me reach the image that I have to mold from myself. Everything is arranged to make me similar to him. Everything that happens in my life are just exercises that are placed before me every moment so that I can form myself with their help. If a person organizes himself in this way, he will be happy that he is in the process of forming his personality to become a man, Adam, which means similar to the Creator. Then he sees that there are no evil and hostile forces in the king's palace, but everything is done for his benefit. Only the Creator accompanies him and embraces him from front and back, from all sides. Everything is arranged only for the sake of adhering to the Creator, as the purpose of creation. Therefore, if at some moment a person feels bad or uncomfortable about the purpose of creation, about the Creator, or about the surrounding reality, it is a sign that he has not yet brought himself into balance with the conditions given to him, nor in agreement with the good who does good, with none else besides him, and has not connected with the quality of bestowal so that it would reign in him. This is how we need to establish ourselves and constantly move toward complete correction. If a person accepts all the conditions, causes, and accidents, and correctly uses the environment, the teachers, the group, and the study, and cares about them and about dissemination throughout the world, if he accepts everything in order to reach the quality of bestowal so that only a point of effort remains from him and everything else in him is filled with bestowal, this means that he is studying the Torah Lishma. That is, he turns all the strength he has received, all his powers, qualities, and abilities, into a form of bestowal. He wants to rise above his quality of reception in such a way that he does not feel that it really exists so that only bestowal would rule. If this is the desire of a person, he is called a sage, Talmid Hakam, a disciple of the sage, and is studying the Torah Lishma. After all, he learns from the sage, from the Creator, and receives examples from him at every moment of his life, and strives to attribute them all to the force of bestowal, to one force that is good and does good. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 28, 2011. Shemati number 20 to Torah Lishma, for her name. What exists in the space we cannot perceive? Question: what exists in the space that seems empty to us, in our egoistic perception, but in another perception is densely filled with everything? Answer: it is types of desires, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human desires that we do not perceive from the next degrees, from the degree of the world of Asiya, Yetzirah, Beria, Atzilut, Adam Kadmon, and so on to the level of infinity. And there, just as in our world, we see the inanimate, vegetative, and animate degrees and the degree of human, we observe these kinds of forces, but only forces in the world of Asiya, Yetzirah, Beria, Atzilut, and Adam Kadmon. And most importantly is that in each of these worlds you discover the force that binds them and guides them. It is called the Creator, the one that creates in this world. You merge with it, connect with it, adapt, and you become it. As a result, it turns out that a person ascends to the highest degree of the entire universe and includes everything in himself. But this is an all-encompassing image of a person, when all our bodies disappear at the level of our world, and all our desires, powers, knowledge, and newly acquired qualities merge into one image, Adam. That is what we are going toward. What is happening in the world marks the beginning of this path, the beginning of the spiritual elevation of humanity. Spiritual means beyond matter. This is the path to information, to a new change within us, in our eye. From CapTV's I Got a Call. How to See the Other World. December 1, 2012. Optimal advancement. Question. You say that at every moment a person is in ideal conditions for his advancement. When he is distancing from his studies, is that also ideal for him? Answer. Of course, naturally. If at every minute of his distancing from the spiritual, he can make a leap back, then this is the best option of getting closer for him. Comment. You say with sadness that it is a pity to look at this distancing. My response, no. No way. Even a person who feels this should see himself as happy. This is our path. It is the reciprocating motion that pushes us forward like a wheel. We are rolling forward, and the wheel is spinning back and forth. That is the only way we advance. Question. Let's say you see that a person has moved away a little. Do you not feel sorry for him? Answer, no, I do not feel sorry. He must move away. But when he begins to understand that this distance is for his ascent, and at the same time pushes forward while in this distance, then the distance passes quickly, qualitatively, and gives him a huge leap forward. Then it turns out that he is no longer a small spinning wheel. After all, he inflates it and becomes a big wheel. Therefore, when he makes a big turn backward, at the same time he goes forward a lot. This is what depends on the person. Otherwise, all the wheels practically spin in place. But we hope that we will inflate ourselves properly and move forward. I think that now there will be a good reassessment of values among the local population, which will also give us a push forward. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Ideal Conditions of Attainment December 13, 2012.